Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League. Welcome to Find A Way Daily. Today's topic is, what reality do you perform best in? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Okay. Welcome back. I'm really excited about today's podcast because, you know, there's so many lessons that I've learned over the course of my life through becoming a professional baseball player and coaching thousands of people and training thousands of people to higher performance. And it's just sometimes tough to get out some of the best lessons that I have. And you're getting these for free right now. And today, our topic is probably one of the most effective ones in terms of getting results and achieving success and finding a way to success that I've ever had, whether that was in baseball, whether that was, you know, I was also a songwriter for some big name companies. And, you know, I've also coached and been one of the top speakers at major personal development companies. And, you know, everywhere I go, I've noticed that this one thing is the difference between a champion and a player, right? Players are at the effect of their circumstances, where champions dictate how the circumstance and how they're going to use them and how they can use those circumstances to win. Okay, and today, the question is, what reality do you perform best in? It's, you know, today as I'm making this audio, I don't really play baseball per se anymore. As I get older, the body is, you know, hurting, and I've got a lot of injuries from playing pro ball and all that kind of stuff. So I play softball because it's just a lot easier on the body. It's still competitive. It's still fun. But something was interesting. You know, I was on my way to the park, and it occurred to me, I don't even know where it came from. It's just out of the blue. I realized, you know what? I used to really play well when I'm in a certain state, when I'm in a certain reality, when I'm being something in particular, right? I used to think, yeah, I mean, have you ever been in the zone? Have you ever been like you just show up and things just occur and things are amazing? You're like, oh my God, I'm just in the flow. I'm in the field. It's just working. Everything I touch turns to gold. And then thought to yourself, God, why can't this be every day? Why can't I just show up and have things be like that? And I used to think that, like, God, if I could be in this state or this reality or who I'm being right now, like if I could call on this, because I used to feel like I was at the effect of it, right? I used to feel like the zone, the precious zone would just show up, right? And all of a sudden everything would just flow and be universal and harmonize and it would be amazing. And then later on, like years and years and years down the road, probably like into my last 2 years of professional baseball, I realized, oh my God, I can put myself in that state every single time. And so there's two things I want to get through to you on this podcast. One is to show you how this came back up in my life and how you can use it in your life. But two is to diagnose what state, what reality is best for you, right? So I'm on my way to the softball game, and I thought to myself, you know how I used to play at like level 10, amazing, I'm unstoppable, is when I'm in a goofy, playful mood. When I'm in a goofy, playful mood, and I go up to bat, or I'm in a goofy, playful mood, and I'm on a sales call, or I'm in a goofy, playful mood, and I'm on stage, or if I'm in a playful, goofy mood, and I'm at a presentation, I'm unstoppable. I become ridiculously powerful because the circumstances literally start to become affected by me showing up rather than me being at the effect of them. Now, that's not that way for everybody. This is not the podcast for me to tell you, you need to be playful and goofy, because some of you get playful and goofy and you become repulsive. Just like me, like if I get angry and mad, like some people need to do that in sales and business, they got to get mad. You got to get focused. You got to get angry, and they get dialed. And they do really, really well like that. I become ridiculously repulsive when I do that. So what is it for you? What is it for you? For some people, they need to get pissed off. They need to get mad, and that gets them focused, and they get dialed, and they get in the zone. Other people, they just need to chill out. They need to get really calm and really relaxed. They need to meditate. And that's okay too. Some people like me, I get energetic and goofy and playful and bubbly and everything's all good. And one of the words that I often use to sink into that state is the word unattached. I just get unattached to the outcome. And I just realize that whatever can happen, I've got the talent, I've got the skills, I'm going to make it happen. So what is it for you? Because I went out to that softball game and completely dominated like that. Now you're saying, well, David, you're a professional baseball player, you should go dominate in softball, and you'd be right. I should be dominating in softball. But I want you to take from this podcast of what is your best state? And by the way, your best state or your best reality that you live in, your best perspective on life is really what we're talking about, might be different in your relationship than it is in business, right? Like, I know a lot of people in our coaching program in the league, they do really, really well when you present the idea of competing against each other. As soon as competition comes into play, they all zone in, they're focused, all the excuses they had are all gone, and they crush it. It's not that way for everybody, right? So some people have to compete with themselves. Some people have to compete with other people. It just depends on the state that is effective for you. Don't listen to people that try to push a state on you or push a reality. You should see it like this. You should see it however is effective for you. And you need to find out what that is. Do you need to get pissed off? Do you need to get angry? Do you need to start competing and realizing that your marketplace is kicking the crap out of you and you need to wake up and fight back? That would be very forceful. Some people are very good with force. I'm not. I tend to be really good if I come from a powerful state. Neither one is right, neither one is wrong. What I want you to get out of this podcast is what a lot of people do is they go through their life on default. They wake up and they allow the circumstances to put them into a certain state, or worse yet, they're in no state at all. They're just kind of floating through. We get into our routines, right? We get into this walking coma sometimes where get up, go work out, meditate, do my thing, go to work, go through all the steps, right? Like that tends to be what most people do, as opposed to taking control of the situation, putting themselves in the state that's most effective, and then crushing it. You know, it's so funny, like back to this idea of professional baseball, I used to be able to get up to bat in front of thousands and thousands of fans, like 8,000 to 10,000 fans. And I would be joking around with the umpire and talking crap with the catcher. You're like, that's what some of those guys are doing on TV, just so you know. They're talking crap to the catcher about like, where'd you go last night? What about this? What about that? What was he going to throw me? Tell me what he's going to throw right now. Just joking back and forth. That used to be the state that I would be good in. Because you know what happens for me in that state? All of a sudden, results fade to the background. And when I say results, yes, we want results. But I have found that when you focus on getting a base hit, when you're trying to hit a home run, it never works out. What works out is you understanding, of course I want a home run, of course I want a base hit, but I need to fall in love with the process. What is the process? The process starts with you putting yourself in the state that is most effective for you. And then executing the plan that you know you need to execute. Right? In baseball, there was a series of mechanics and a series of approaches when I was up to bat that I needed to do to get a base hit, that I needed to do to get a home run. And essentially, if I would focus on those instead of the outcome, it takes care of itself. So I guess that's another thing that I would, you know, some value that I'd like to give you on this podcast is focus on the process and let the results take care of themselves. And number two is, what state do you perform best in? And then work really hard to be aware and put yourself in that state every single day. Okay, that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you know somebody that should hear this, send it over their way. If you want to get more information, you want to get more content from me, you can follow me on Facebook, YouTube, or any of that stuff. I would be absolutely honored if you did that. And if not, hey, I'll see you next time. But in either way, until then, go out there every single day and be ruthlessly committed to finding a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.